the mood is music.
Back for episode 10.
This is our 10th anniversary, which means 10 episodes, not 10 years. Not even 1 year yet.
It's a big deal, dude. We're a preteen.
So we're 10 episodes old, which is pretty good, I feel like.
Yeah, we're starting to sprout some hairs, and I think it's been exciting so far. I've been very happy with what we got.
Yeah, man, and then we've had some hit episodes over the last couple months, or last month and a half.
Yeah,
we had our Cancerbero episode just hit like. What, almost 400 listens, which is good because it's only been out for, I don't know, not that long.
Not that long at all.
We had another one about a month back that hit like almost 300 now.
Yeah.
That's pretty good for us, I feel like.
Yeah, it's very good. It's very good.
You guys are actually listening to us, even though no one talks to us on social media. But whatever. Whatever that is.
It's okay.
So we were talking about maybe going through our last 10 episodes and, just recap, end of the year recap. You know how people do that. You know what I don't ever want to do with this podcast?
What's that?
I don't want to do end of the year fucking lists.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that shit.
The top 200?
There's too many of those things out there right now.
Okay.
And every time, when the lists first started coming out, like a couple weeks ago, especially on Twitter anyway. Oh, man. I was like, I'll read like one or two of these. And then now I'm just like, I'm going to unfollow you immediately if you post them.
Yeah. They just have the most, I don't know, the superficial and the kind of simplistic things, you know? Top 200 songs of this 1,000 songs that came out in 2019 or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And it's all, I don't know. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's not true. No, it's not. You're not the best song. Like, what the hell are people? It's so weird to me.
Yeah.
That, like, best is still something that we're talking about when it comes to art in general. Like,
true.
However many thousands of years into this human thing, or millions of years into this, that we are. Like, what? Like, why a best list of the best, like, hip hop songs of the 2010s?
Yeah.
No, how about like, here are my favorite hip hop songs of 2010?
Right.
Just as good, guys.
Yeah. The songs that made me dance, the songs that made me twerk. But I feel like they have to do that because otherwise, what's the content? And also, if one station's doing it, you know, they're probably all branched out from the same tree. So they all get the same memo and they're like, hey, Halloween just passed. Let's get the holiday stuff rolling, you know, and it's so, like, I don't know. I try not to pay attention because it makes me feel like time flies even faster.
Yeah.
And when you're all of a sudden, you're like, oh, crap, it's my birthday in August, and all of a sudden it's Halloween, and then all of a sudden it's the holidays.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, let's slow down.
This is a real short holiday season, right, because of, like, the way everything's set up. That's my wife keeps telling me. It's a short holiday season. We got to do all of our, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it feels that way because it is that way right now.
Yeah,
but probably. It does always feel that way every year, too, on top of that, the other layer of it.
I'm a big Christmas guy. I love Christmas. More so the idea, you know, Christmas on paper sounds really good. And then just the practical part of it, I think I personally have to work some stuff out. As far as being a little more jolly and stuff.
You know? I was like, what? What do you mean?
Yeah.
You know what? We should have done like Christmas music. How did we didn't think of doing a Christmas podcast? Yeah. Maybe we will do one before the end of the year, which means we have like 2 weeks, three weeks.
It's doable.
I am now a big Christmas guy. I mean, it's just like I've just recently, I guess, reignited my passion for like seasons, especially being away from LA.
Yeah.
Like, so I'm like, yeah, it's wintertime now. Yeah. Like, and I don't know so much about like the Christmas season, I guess, as a, you know, I'm not religious. So like, it's obviously not a Christian holiday for me, but it's like we celebrate solstice and talk about it like that with the kid and stuff. So But yeah, I can get into it now a little bit more, especially now we're trying to like not have it be about presence, you know, have it be more about like playing in the snow or going to the mountains or, you know, something different.
That's the part that I like. And
I don't know how successful we're going to be. So I'm just saying that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
But, you know, I feel like when you focus and you make Christmas about presence, you lose the spirit of what it is, you know, which is like, if you're religious, I guess it's, is it Jesus' birthday? I don't know. And so if it's about that, then you celebrate that or, you know, but I feel like it's important to put bullshit aside, you know, like for instance, this Thanksgiving, I arranged family games for us to play.
Oh yeah.
But I kind of, treated it like a corporate team building type
of
thing.
Did you do a team building exercise with your own family? That's hilarious.
It got us talking. It got us, playing together, and it was good. It was surprisingly good. Nobody was really thinking about whatever else they got going on, and so therefore people were actually thankful, and we ate, and it was pretty dope.
Nice. Yeah, I used to hate board games. Now I'm kind of like indifferent. Not hate them, but like certain board games that like everyone plays, I'm just like, I don't want to play it.
Yeah.
But I'm dumb, and like I should have learned that board games are fun.
Yeah.
Because now it's like it's a good thing to do to play games, not video games. Something that where everyone's looking at each other, interacting. Blah, blah, blah. It helps.
It does.
Yeah.
It really does. And I feel like it helps with communication, which is a kind of a big problem nowadays. I feel like overall, you know.
Oh yeah.
Communication is important, man.
Yeah. Well,
so that's your list for the end of the year, huh?
What's that?
That's your list of
things that I've done for the holidays. Yeah.
Number one on my list is I hate lists.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I don't want any lists in my life. I don't need lists right now. Yeah. I mean, I have lists of, you know, things I already have to do. I don't want to like think about all the lists, all the great. I want to think about the good times. Think about the good music that I've listened to over the last however long we've been on doing this podcast, which is like what, 3 months now, 4 months.
Yeah.
We're like a newborn pod. We're like a toddler podcast right now. But we've talked about a lot of weird music and cool music and a lot of different music, and it's cool. It's pretty good. I think like from our first episode, we were talking about Lil Nas X. That was like about a month or two after the Lil Nas X takeover of the world, of the social media world.
If it wasn't for that episode, I would have been in the dark about him.
Well, it would have just passed over you. You wouldn't have known about it.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you literally brought to light not just him, but the Old Town Road track.
Oh, yeah.
And the massiveness that was.
And the controversy around that.
Right,
the country controversy, where it got bumped off of the country top 10 or whatever, something like that, right? They took it away, or they said it wasn't country enough or something like that. That's crazy. That's also fucking crazy that happened. Like, what are you guys talking about? Like, really? It's just a stupid list you created. Like, it's not necessarily a country song, but it's not a country song either. I mean, talked about country stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always wondered about the lyrics of that song. They're a little bit, I wonder. Ride till I can't no more.
It's mumble rap.
So what else did we talk about that episode? Lil Nas X. So we talked a lot about algorithms and how much that's changed music.
Yeah. Which I feel like has been a kind of a theme throughout.
Because it is. Yeah. I mean, it's a weird time.
Yeah.
Like, it's a great time to be in music. It's kind of weird. It's like there's people making money. There's all these opportunities to like put music out and use music in new ways and make music and collaborate. Collaborating super easy nowadays, which is awesome. And like, there's just, it's pretty.
We live in a world where you literally tape a banana to a fucking piece of wood and you're rich and you're famous and you're, you know. And so it's.
Yeah, I saw that story, like, was a couple of days ago, where, like, someone taped a banana to a canvas, like, a wall. So, like, what? I was always wondering about, like, the upkeep of, like, pieces of artwork like that.
I don't think it's going to last.
No, but I think that's, like, built into it. Like, if you buy that piece, like, he's going to put it up at your spot and, like, have an assistant go change the banana every, like, 6 days. Like, I bet you money that that's how it works.
Then $200,000 for that piece is not
that's
enough.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think it's like a full service operation. That's how Jeez. I want to see it. I don't know if it is. I mean, I've known some, like, you know, relatively famous artists in my day, and, like, they would do stuff like that. They like have full, it's like full, like, it's he, you know, he wants his piece to be, or he or she's piece. I don't know the gender of the artist was, but I would assume that was the case, but maybe not. Maybe it's like, no, like, the artwork is the decomposition of the banana over a period of time.
Yeah.
And what happens to the duct tape? And eventually the banana will completely disappear and the duct tape will remain.
I mean, in the last...
Somehow that's a comment on humanity.
In the last couple of years, in music, there's been a ton of bananas taped to the wall, you know? And so... Algorithmically speaking,
what are some songs that you can think? Can you think of any songs that are bananas taped to the wall?
I mean, I can probably name an artist that's a banana taped to the wall. Freaking Tekashi.
Okay. Takahashi.
Yeah.
Takeshi 619.
Yeah. Takeashi.
I don't know.
Yeah, but I mean, in my opinion, you know, I. Not a fan of whatever his movement is.
Yeah, and, I don't know. I think I've tried to forget about him. Like, just, I don't really, because it's just like such a weird, like, it feels like a dirty thing, kind of. Like, I'm always like, oh, man.
Yeah.
Everyone who got caught up in all that stuff, man, you guys all, like, just made a bunch of bad decisions.
A lot of, you know, in hip-hop, a lot of people said that Eminem is a guest in the house of hip-hop. Tekashi walked into the house of hip-hop with dirty-ass shoes, and everybody was just okay with it, you know?
I don't think he's a house guest anymore.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the argument.
But I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I mean, I'm not a huge Eminem fan, but I know he's, like, super talented.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, has, like, I mean, it's undeniable, like, track record of hits and songs and collaborate. Yeah. Like, I mean.
Yeah, he stays
busy. If he's not, like, a pillar of hip-hop, I don't know. I don't know who is.
Yeah, it's true.
And if he's not, then it's, you know, it's kind of the same thing as, like, Lil Nas X not being allowed the top 10 of country. It's like a reverse.
Yeah.
Not necessarily reverse, but it's, like, it's a similar, like, gatekeeping kind of weird. Like, get out of here.
Yeah, yeah.
That's dumb.
It's very dumb.
So that was episode one. Episode two.
episode two was interesting.
Our first time going to a show and talking about it online and trying to remember the events that happened. And I think it was a good experiment, even though, like we should have went to... Not that we should have, but, like, we probably would have had more to talk about. And I think that episode was fun.
Yeah.
But, like... And it would have been a more memorable experience for us if it was, like, just, like, a bigger show, you know, not necessarily a bigger show, but just, like, a more lively show.
Yeah.
It was very, like, chill, intimate, acoustic. We saw Fences, Photo Op, and, like, I think there was some other band that we didn't see there.
Mm-hmm. Photo Op was good. Fences was good too.
Yeah, they're all good.
I just wanted, you know, we wanted a band. We wanted a more of a show.
Yeah.
That night we went to that show. At the show, I walked into a person I really did not want to walk into.
Oh God, that's right. I forgot that even happened that night.
Yeah, and so fuck that show. No, I'm just kidding. so that was very interesting to say hello to that person again.
Anyways. Yeah, so that show was... It was an interesting show because it was also kind of like... I hadn't been out in Seattle. Like, I mean, I had. I'd been out seeing other shows and stuff before that. But, like, I don't know. That was just like, oh, it was Fremont on like a, what was like a Sunday night? I think it was a Sunday night. And it was dead.
Yeah.
And like having spent more time in Fremont since then, I know that like Yeah, it's kind of dead a lot of times.
And it was summer.
Yeah, and it was the summertime. Yeah.
Was it? Yeah, I think it was. Right? Yeah.
But I mean, so we got to go to some show this year. I definitely want to go see some shows in Tacoma. Because I've been, kind of keeping track of their scene online and stuff. And there's a lot of like good shit coming out of Tacoma these days, musically here. And when we went like a couple nights, well, what was it, like 3 weeks ago, we went to, that like industry mixer thing in Columbia City in South Seattle. Columbia City is a cool little place, and there's a couple little venues there down in South Seattle in general that are different.
Yeah, so that was a cool thing. I definitely learned some stuff.
But, that was episode 2.
Yeah, shout out Fences.
Oh, and then episode 3, we went to a show, too. We were on a roll there. It was summertime.
Yep.
Excuse me.
This show was cool because Paris Alexa... I mean, she's a talented girl, but I thought she looked really good. And
yeah, you have a crush on Paris Alexa.
I do have a small crush on her, but I was also kind of into her audience. You know, there's a couple black chicks in there that were really, they were really cute. I mean, I'm just, being real. And but her music and everything was dope, and it was a good show.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. I was interested in going to that show because... I've heard her music a lot, and then she's writing a lot of stuff for people around here in Seattle. And if you're from LA, like you'll get, you get like industry emails and like A&R stuff. And so she always comes up on that as part of a person from this region.
Nice.
So it was interesting to see her live. It was a good show. Yeah. That's another show where I'm like, hey, I want to see a band. It's like, no, just a DJ. That's all you get.
But that was a cool show.
But I get it.
You pointed out there was a couple artists in the audience, right?
Yeah, there was. It was like, it was like a hip hop. I mean, I think all those like, it was Travis Thompson, I think his name is. Travis Thompson. A couple other people that I can't remember who are, like local, like coming up local, have like, bigger records out there. Some good placements.
Yeah.
Good placements make everything help. You get money and people find out about you and you don't have to do anything,
Yeah.
It's just like the commercial or the promotional piece or whatever that you placed just goes out there and does all the marketing for you. It helps a lot.
Oh yeah.
So that was a cool show. It was good to go back to the Crocodile. I thought that was like the kind of highlight for me is just like seeing how they changed it around.
So different.
And I know it's been a while since I've been there, so it was just interesting to see too how they shrunk the venue a little bit.
Yeah,
because they used to have like, I mean, there was big shows there all the time, and there still is. It's just like this set a different level now. I haven't been back to the Tractor yet, so I want to go to a show there. And there's a show coming up at the Sunset, right?
Yeah, Sunset.
Which I haven't been back to either.
Has changed.
Yeah.
Or was it the Tractor that I went to go see Grinch?
No, Sunset.
Sunset Tavern? Yeah. Sunset Tavern was very different, yeah.
So anyway, those are local Seattle places, so that'll be interesting to go back and see because I haven't been there in a while. That was episode 3.
Yeah, so that was episode 3 with Paris Alexa. We also got to see Ivy Soul and some other artists on that show.
Episode 4. Oh, that episode 4 too was like our first time just kind of trading music and just getting, vibes from each other's picks. And not necessarily even picks that we've listened to or that we have been listening to, but it was kind of interesting. What did we listen to?
The new Push T in that featured
Lauryn Hill.
Lauryn Hill.
Yeah. That was a good song.
That was a really good song. And then I discovered 93 Punks and Setch. That was one of your picks.
And Setch was like, that became a big hit. That's like a
massive. Yeah, Setch. I mean, that song was really, really dope.
Yeah, it's a good song. It's still a good song. It's still getting played to this day, and that was like midsummer.
Yeah.
It was like a midsummer jam, and it's still like on reggaeton radio all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And Then that, I think that was the month the new Tool album came out.
Yep.
Which,
with our 10-minute songs.
I haven't given it a second listen. I listened to it almost all the way through in a couple drives. And like, I don't know. I was never a big Tool fan.
Yeah.
But like, I like their songs and, you know, they have like a cool thing going on. I don't know.
Yeah.
It wasn't for me, though.
That's us being diverse, you know?
Yeah.
And we're trying shit out. And
But there was a lot of good music that month that came out and a lot of good music that we listened to and talked about.
Yeah. Yeah, that 93 Punks and Sench was really, really cool. Episode 5 is, I think, the first time we actually did the Bump It or Dump It segment.
Oh, right.
And also we had some really interesting exchange of songs for that episode.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Post Malone, which is the first time we've listened to, like, I feel like that's the first time we've listened to, like, a massive pop hit on our show, which I'm not averse to. It's just the first time it's come up. Oh, that's Travis Thompson we talked about. That was right before this new album that just came out. He just released a video like a couple days ago that's really, really cool, actually.
Nice. I got to check it out.
It's called like Dead Baby or Dropped Babies, I think it's called.
Dropped Babies.
It's a really cool video, man.
That's cool. I'm going to check it out.
And Maddie and Tay, which is that's a good song too.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a really good song.
Yellow Wolf song, which we both kind of were like, meh.
Yeah, yeah.
But
I mean, still shout out Yellow Wolf.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Yeah, that song.
Just that one. I think it was just that track. We didn't vibe with that much. But yeah. I've since listened to that album a couple times, like on the bus or like driving around. And it's good. I always go back to like trunk music, but whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure he hears that a lot and probably doesn't want to hear it again from me. Sorry.
Oh, shit.
Episode six, you went to a show by yourself because I'm dumb and don't have time to do it. And that was the Grinch show.
Yeah,
the Grinch show was like a big hit.
Yeah.
We should probably have him try and get him on the podcast sometime in the future.
I would love that. Grinch, shout out. Grinch 206.
Yes. Yeah.
That was a really cool show he brought up. His team, I think, is called Gas. So his team was opening up for him and things like that. And they've, since then, I've looked them up and they've done a lot of collaborations with other artists and stuff. And they're cool, man. I feel like on stage presence, I think, maybe a little tighter, but, you know. Whatever. Yeah,
that was then too. But, I mean, who knows what?
But it was a really good show. That episode too, I shared with you the Los Tigres del Norte.
Oh yeah.
And I feel like that's what got us some listens. Is Los Tigres del Norte?
Oh yeah, that's true.
And if you haven't already, check out the Los Tigres del Norte. Go to Folsom Prison on Netflix.
Yeah,
it's really cool.
A super cool documentary. That whole thing. It's just like it really makes you think about a lot of different things besides just like the music and the musicianship.
Yeah. I think
watching those dudes on stage is always fun because they're just like tight. They got their shit so like dialed in. And even with new material, really, because this is kind of a lot of it's like new material for them.
Yeah. They had a single for like this release, which is Johnny Cash's Folsom Prison song, but translated.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really good song.
Yeah.
It's a really cool song. And, you know, that show to me really shows the connection people have to music, you know, and how all of these guys that are locked up in prison are listening to these guys that they used to listen to when they were little.
Yeah.
And so obviously it takes them way back, you know. So I love music in that regard.
Yeah, music brings back so many memories. Like,
mm-hmm.
It's pretty insane. Like, It really is like helps you trigger like stuff. If you're just like, huh, let's see, what was I doing when I was, you know, this age? It's like, what music was that for me anyway? I don't know. I mean, not for everybody.
Or when you hear the song, you're like, holy shit, everything's coming back.
Yeah,
and totally. It's crazy.
I just listened to like Kate Bush, The Hounds of Love, like album on a commute one morning because I had heard it, like got a placement on some TV show. And I was like, oh shit, I forgot about that album. And I was like, whoa, that album is crazy for the time. It was like 90-something, right?
Yeah.
Early 90s, I think, or mid-90s maybe. And it's like, it's got some like crazy shit. There's like some free jazz. Like, it's just a crazy album.
Yeah.
It's good. It's a great album. It still holds up, I feel like. I mean, like, it obviously sounds produced from that time. But like, but also parts of it just kind of like hold up, which is pretty cool.
There's this song that I keep listening to that was on the Gangster's Paradise soundtrack.
Is that a movie? Was that a movie?
Yeah.
I don't know
if it was called Gangster's Paradise.
It was the song. But Coolio's. Yeah. What was that? Was that Malibu's Most Wanted?
Mm-hmm.
Is that
what is it called? Dangerous Minds?
I'm totally thinking of a different movie. Okay, I know what you're talking about now.
Gangsters and all that. But there's a song in that soundtrack called Having Thangs by Big Mike, I think it is.
Okay.
And that song always takes me back. And recently I was it clicked. And so I went to Spotify and I've been bumping it nonstop just because it takes me back to the mid 90s, you know, and not giving a fuck.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, it's funny. It's funny how music does that to me all the time. But I've been listening to a lot of like older music now because of that feeling, you know?
Yeah.
And I realized like, oh, I was like just constantly listening to new music. It's like you're trying to kind of create that. If you find a good song that you like and you want to hear multiple times,
mm-hmm.
you kind of create those moments, you know, in the moment, obviously. But like, I was I'm going to listen to some old shit.
Yeah.
It's good to do that.
Yeah, I try not to do it too much with one song so it doesn't fade.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I feel like some songs can stand up to that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, a lot of songs can't, which is interesting, right? Especially when it's, like, overplayed and, like, shoved down your throat. It's like, I can't. I have to rebel against listening to that goddamn song.
I got a list of that.
Yeah, exactly. See, I think everybody does. Episode 7... I haven't listened to Paul Wall in a long time. Mm-hmm. It was like the first you sent me some tracks from him.
Toby and Gwigwi featuring Paul Wall.
Oh, right. Yes, that's right. That was just the first time I had thought of Paul Wall in a long time.
Man, Paul Wall
Murs song is good that you sent me.
Which one?
The Murs song.
Oh, the Murs. Puzzle. Yeah, the video. Yeah, go and check out the video. The video
is great. John featuring John Cena, which he has an awesome thing.
Yeah.
We talked about Jesse Reyes song, and Natalie Draper is a composer from New England, I think, somewhere.
Shout out, Natalie.
She has a real great composition in that episode that we talk about. And link on our website. We were just kind of listening to music and talking about it, which is kind of what we do.
Yep.
A lot of times.
That's our life.
And then episode 8 was kind of the thing we're going to do more of in the future, which is kind of like artist feature, more produced podcast, and kind of just giving some, you know, history. Not in any kind of like musicology sense, really. Just like here's our understanding of this weird story or this eccentric artist or, you know, whatever. We did Cancerbero, which is the hip hop artist from Venezuela who is kind of has like a murder mystery about what happened around his death and how he was basically becoming very popular and that's when it happened. And it's an interesting episode. And it's a popular episode for us, which is dope.
If you haven't heard it, go back and listen. Cancerbero was a very interesting story. And so also give us some feedback on how it was delivered, whether it was good or not, or what you would like to see changed for future podcast episodes.
Yeah, so we have some more planned. Yeah. We're definitely going to do one on Fela Kuti because we both love him, and you know.
I think
I've read one book about his life, but it was a long time ago. So it'd be good to reread that, like, and come up with some good things, some information about him. He's a pretty interesting character. There's a lot of stuff to talk about.
Yeah,
like 92 wives and all that kind of stuff. And then maybe Victor Jara, maybe too.
Victor Jara,
Victor Jara.
Fascinated by him.
Which he has a very interesting, terrible story about him.
Yeah.
That if you don't know, well, you will know when we do the podcast.
That's right.
And then we just released a podcast a little while ago, which I feel like we're like, so far, it's like about every 2 weeks. Every two weeks, you can expect one podcast from us.
Yeah.
We probably will get better at doing them, like maybe once a week, but I think every 2 weeks is about where we're at.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. And that's probably all you want to hear of us anyway, really. Let's be honest.
No, they love my voice.
But episode 9, so the last episode we did was just talking about, you know, new music, which we did.
Yeah, yeah, and it was...
That Kanye West album came out. We talked a lot about that.
You know, it was funny because that episode we mentioned, we haven't really dumped any music. And then that episode we dumped like three, like half of the list.
Most of them we were like, yeah, we really like this. And
they were kind of dumpers.
We were just like, eh. Yeah, I mean, I don't... Like that Coldplay song is Coldplay Everyday Life. I like that song. Like it's a, it's not a bad song. It's just like, I don't ever really want to like listen to it.
Yeah. It's true. Same thing with the God Is track.
Yeah, like I just want to hear all the instrumentals.
Right.
Like that's all I want to hear.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be an amazing
Or album. Like if we could if there was like a way to like smear the lyrics, you know, audio wise. So you couldn't, it was just like mumbling, but it was Kanye West like delivery because he has some pretty good delivery.
Yeah.
A lot of, like he's so repetitive right now. Like, I mean, he's always been like that, I guess, but this is like, whoa. It's like, wow.
Well, I mean, this has got a Kardashian influence in it.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but I mean, whatever. Like, it's good for him. Like, people like it.
I mean, and I mean, don't care. But. Dude, he's about not only. Starting a cult, but he's about to start a religion.
Yeah, you know what I mean, totally. He's
starting the next Scientology if we let him.
I mean, you can do it if he wants. See how it plays out in the end.
He's already splitting the audience and shit and walking through. So he's there.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I haven't seen. I've seen some video. Like I saw some video of like the Sunday service shows. Like. When he first started them, like of the, because you know, it was like I got like music news things. They were like, check it out, the video of the new. It's pretty cool. It's just like you know, if you're not religious though, it's just kind of like, I don't know, man.
Dude, I saw clips of, and I don't want to dwell on Kanye for too long, but okay. I saw clips of him with the old scene guy. I saw that too. My god, man!
Bro, like
cringiness. Holy shit!
I don't know. Like, I just don't. I don't know. I'm just not a part of that. I'm just not. I can't be a part of it.
No. Yo, talk to your boy, man. What's he doing? What's he doing out here? Yeah, man. It's
especially coming from the Olsteins. Yeah, Joel Olstein. So Joel Olstein, Donald Trump, and Kanye West. Like, those are the people that are like kind of annoying right now. Like those. That's like a group that like that. Is like a sample group of the kind of dudes I don't really want any part of right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, like, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, only because, I mean, I don't know, man.
Like, do your thing. Just don't. Yeah. I don't want to. I'm not a part of
it. And look, follow your leader and you. I will die and kill for your freedom to do so. But damn, man, it's 2019 is all I'm going to say. The end of 2019.
Yeah.
So
I can't believe that. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because I was thinking about that and I was like, damn, dude, that's so crazy. Like, I remember when like Kanye West just came out and, you know, it was like, oh, yeah, some of these songs are good, like whatever. There's a lot of good music coming out at that time. And there always is, I guess. I don't know why I said that, but now to think about like where he is now, like who he's become.
Yeah.
It's so, I mean, that's a very, it's not even necessarily like he's that different of a personality, because he's always kind of been like brash and kind of like out there. And
yeah, weird. I mean, he did it to Swift.
Yeah, to, what's her name? Taylor Swift. Taylor I was going to say Tiffany Swift. I'm like, that's not a person.
I probably would have gone with it. Her name is Tiffany.
But yeah, that's crazy, right? That's a pretty intense transformation.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, and if it's not a transformation, then he was always, you know, this
I didn't realize person. He was this religious, if he was, yeah.
But yeah, it's just so crazy. To me, it just feels like he's trying to get in where he can fit it in to become the mogul he thinks he wants to become, you know? I mean, he might be a mogul already, but he wants to become like a fashion mogul and just, you know, I don't know, man.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Good luck to him and much love and respect, but get out of here with that.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I mean, I guess it is a testament to how having kids changes your life for the good or for the bad, depending on, you know, who you are as a person. I don't know. He must be having a good time because he's playing shows and he's doing a lot, you know, doing like ballets. Or
I mean, either way, he's selling, you know, and matter of fact, either way, he's a talented person. I'm just more into the overnight celebrity, old school Kanye, college dropout album, right. Kanye. I mean, I'm just not religious, first of all, and just not into BS.
Yeah, me too. I agree. So that was it. I mean, that was our whole last 3 months. We've really only been around for about 4 months now, I think, right?
Yeah.
So we didn't really have a large recap, but it's good to get it like at the end of the year, because now when we do it next year, it will be an actual year.
Dude, I wonder how many we'll have by next year.
I mean, hopefully we'll have at least the same amount, or if not more.
Yeah.
Hopefully more, because it'll be, you know, more months and time.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think we have some cool stuff planned in the future. And I think we also have some video planned in the future, so you can actually see what we look like. I mean, I'm sure you already do, or if people care.
Yeah. But we definitely are planning on putting out some extra media for you guys.
Yeah.
And hopefully connect more.
Yeah. And we also have Spotify playlist of all the music that we've talked about. It's on the Mute is Music Spotify podcast link. I can't remember what it is, but it's all up at our website, which is themoodismusic.com. And there's links to all the music that we've listened to, the shows, the artists, our own music, which we talk a lot. We've also talked a lot about. Actually, we haven't talked about a lot about it, but we've talked about it some.
Yeah.
And I know I have some new music coming out in 2020, and I know you have some new music coming out in 2020.
Yeah, videos, finishing up some production, and hopefully,
and stuff. So that'll be good. I'm excited to put some stuff out.
Yeah,
and play some shows, which is also on the docket. So we'll have some after I played a show here. Podcasts. Mm-hmm. We should do that. That would be like a good idea too.
Yeah, that would be.
Hey, I played the show and how'd it go? Well, I don't know. let's see what happens. See how that goes. But yeah, man. I think that's it.
I think it's a short-lived sweet and low.
Yeah, that's our 2019 recap. So check us out, themoodismusic.com. We're up on Instagram, The Mood is Music. I think it's just Mood is Music on Instagram. Check us out. We post a lot of like music memes, a lot of links to our shows and the artists, a lot of music news stuff here and there. Sometimes pictures of ourselves, but pretty rarely.
Yeah. Sometimes you might see some posts that may come off, I don't know, whatever. Sometimes we post some bullshit, you know, some controversial shit maybe. And that's just real, man. People get the real us. You can't get anything else.
It's true. And then you can check me out at MarceloQuinones.com. I'll spell it for you. MarceloQuinones.com. You can pretty much, that's my music and my show reels and links to all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and you can find me on Twitter or Instagram at Silencer138. That's SILENZER138. Hit me up, follow us on Instagram at Mood is Music, and make sure you keep up with all the episodes. If you haven't listened to the older ones, go back, man. Catch up and get in the know. Yeah.
The Mood is Music.